This is Studio 360. I'm Kurt Anderson. President-elect Obama is guardedly in favor of nuclear power as part of a solution for climate change. But he's been critical of the Yucca Mountain waste storage site in Nevada. That's where the federal government has wanted to store nuclear waste permanently. Nevadans, not so much. And not the least of the problems for designing any storage site is showing people it's dangerous. The sign can't rust or rot or fade for centuries, eons. And the message on it has to be clear to people in the future who may not speak our language, any of our languages. Studio 360's Sarah Lilly looked into this problem.
If you Google the phrase nuclear fuel pellets, go ahead and do an image search. You'll see a photo of a white-gloved hand gently cupping a palm full of tiny black cylinders. It's as if someone is tidying up after a large mechanical hamster. The stuff doesn't look as if it could kill people for thousands of years. If we're going to bury it deep in the ground forever, it would be good to remember where.
We are thinking, like the Americans, about putting what we call surface markers, like granite stones, that will resist the elements.
Patrick Charton is an engineer for France's National Agency for Radioactive Waste Management.
And on these granite stones, to give them some meaning, we can carve information, either with language or with symbols.
France is really big on nuclear power. So Charton oversees a coterie of scientists, anthropologists, and artists working to solve this problem of society's long-term memory when it comes to waste storage.
If you look at the Japanese, they are working on micro-carving information onto resistant materials and putting these into temples, which are very much revered. They think that the information could last several millennia that way.
There's an obvious problem with this approach.
One of the April, which sure saute the drought of March, had pursed.
That's the opening of Chaucer's Canterbury Tales, read by my neighbor, Maria.
Ugh, one to fires.
It's hard enough to comprehend something written 600 years ago, much less 6,000 or 20,000. So designers on Patrick Charton's team are working on visual symbols for nuclear waste. We already have a symbol for radioactivity, the one you see on old fallout shelter signs with the three wedges radiating out from a center dot.
It doesn't look menacing as much as it looks kind of bureaucratic and clunky in a way, you know?
That's Michael Beirut, a partner with the innovative design firm Pentagram. He reminds me that there are a few ancient symbols that still work for us.
But I mean, like, if you think about it, the symbol for what a person looks like, you know, goes all the way back to cave paintings. Arrows as an indication of direction, even though very few of us actually have cause to handle physical arrows for hunting or weapons anymore. You know, and then you wonder whether something like a skull and crossbones, which I have to admit, if I picture it in my mind, it does seem like it has to be forbidding. It, you know, it's a brand taken up by pirates, you know, to kind of strike fear into the hearts of the people that they were doing their pirating thing against.
It's true. Here in the advertising age, we're essentially looking to brand danger. The problem is, the relationship we have to symbols and logos is very subjective.
The perfect example of that is the swastika, where if you look at it, actually, it does look kind of sharp, angular, kind of vaguely menacing.
But the swastika shape was used thousands of years ago in the region around India.
It was, you know, a Buddhist symbol that represented peace and harmony. So the associations we have with it are what make it, quote-unquote, seem evil.
That moving target of how we associate with symbols is top of mind with the waste storage folks like Patrick Charton.
Il faut faire attention qu'il n'y ait pas de contresens.
You need to be careful that there is no reverse meaning. If people want to go 500 meters underground because they have the impression that we've left them some kind of treasure, that's not very good.
c'est pas très bon.
Usually, you know, when archaeologists, you know, the quintessential Indiana Jones is, you know, exploring, you know, the treasure has lots of things warning you away from menacing things, you know, skulls and huge boulders and all kinds of things that sort of are meant to keep you away from this incredible treasure. In this case, those challenges have all been there to try to dissuade you from redoubling your efforts.
All right. We don't want to make nuclear waste sites enticing to thrill seekers. So what should we do?
There might be a case you could make where what you'd want is just kind of putting it in the middle of town in an ugly, stupid building and just surrounded with a lot of things that look half-hearted and inept. Not so much menacing, it's just sort of like tedious and dreary and pointless and just build a kind of anti-mythology around it that way.
There are so many possibilities to consider and a lot at stake.
Considering a distant future in terms of transmitting information requires a bit of humility. Everyone has a different way of seeing things. The fact that we have people of many different backgrounds working on this kind of project offers, in my opinion, a better guarantee that it will last over the long term.
And how will he know if they have succeeded?
On sait jamais.
You never know.
For Studio 360, I'm Sarah Lilly.
Do you have a good idea for a sign for a nuclear waste storage site? If so, you can email it to us at studio360@wnyc.org.